And Shalom Aleichem, Shabbos friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur. In the first two shiurim, we presented the kashas and the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim 5, 6. And now we will begin to resolve this, and we have Mamash Avel to say, which Baruch should give us the Chochma Bina Vadas to say well. And again, it's based on the Torah, Reina Rabbeinu, Agayin Agadah, Muflag, Muflag, Manzatzal. As the Sifri, the man we learned in the Sifri in the previous first year, that the Pasuk will call Makon, Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglichem, wherever you step is going to be yours. So Kama Shmalan, Shekol Makom Shetich Vishu, Mechutz Lemkamot Ha'ilu, Hareyu Shelachem, whatever you capture outside of Eretz Yisrael is going to belong to you. A lot of people don't know this Kiddush. When you capture land outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's yours. However, as far as Chiyuv Mitzvahs goes, we afterwards need a Yalfus, an additional limud of the Pasuk of Yiyah. It's Gomeret, Kamadu Ba Midrash, Kacha. He's telling us that the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, we already have a limit about the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean, Kol Mokon? So Chazal says, Sifri says, wherever you capture is going to be yours outside of these Mekonos. And Sifri continues and says, how do you know that mitzvahs have no hake? And then we bring Zerah Shabbat, yeah, yeah. It's like the Yiyah of Eretz. So Mitzanar goes to Yiyah, Lachem Yiyah, Kol Mokom Shetidach Kafakum Lachem Yiyah. So from Yiyah Yiyah, you learn that there's going to be a Chiyuv Mitzvos even outside of Eretz Yisrael. First you have a fourth in the Sifri that tells us that it's yours. It's yours. Whatever you capture out of Eretz Yisrael is yours, Lachem Yiyah. An inviter, it says that Mitzvah also knowing in these places. We need an additional alfusa for that, additional limit for that. As in Vuami said, Shelulei hai yalfuta, lo atikra bekol makom, ela shehu shelahem, velamali kra lezi, upshita dekanu haaretz al yidei kibush, kechol, kinyan, kibush. So if not for this Yalfusa, the Pasuk would only tell us that it's theirs. That's all? What do we need a Pasuk to tell us that it's theirs? Why is it different than any Kinyan Kibush? We know, discussed a lot in Rashi, there's an idea of Kibush, that when you capture land, it's yours, you made a Kinyan. Even by Goyim, there's a Kinyan Kibush, like we see in the Dvar Avram. In Chelek Aleph, in Simin Yer Aleph, with Vrei Rambam, the Perek Vav Me'achot Beit HaPcha Alachat Eitzayim. So you see that there's a din of Kinyan Kibush even by Goyim. So it must be that we have to be mefurish that it says Shelahem, that's yours. The Nidon is not Legabi the Kinyan just. Anything on Gabi Akinyan, Ella, Begeder Eretz Yisrael, She Eretz Shel Yisrael, the Alze, Salka Da'atach, the Rak Tchum Eretz Yisrael. No, we want to know, is this Begeder Eretz Yisrael? Is this the land that belongs to the Jewish people? Not just that it's theirs, Kinyan Dick, that it's theirs, Mominous Dick, but is it Yisrael? Is it the land of Israel? And we would think only within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, it's called Israel. It's called the land of Israel. And that which you capture, and in that we have a pasuk, wherever you step, wherever you capture is yours. That even outside of these tchumin, even outside of these boundaries, it's yours. In the sense that it's part of Eretz Yisrael, which is the land of Israel, of the Jewish people, right? Like I mentioned in the previous year, that the Arabs call Israel Palestine. Why do they call it Palestine? Why should I mean Palestine? Where does it say this is called Palestine? The answer is, because they call it Israel, they're saying it belongs to the Jewish people. זה לא עשתי נראה לסיום. זאת אומרת, לכל פלסטין, מה זה קשור? זה קשור לפלישתים, לא לנו. אז לכן אנחנו רוצים לדעת, if the land you capture outside of Eretz Israel, if it has a din of Eretz Israel. And the Teretz is, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the limud, that's Shalahem, that's considered Eretz Israel. שגם מחוץ לתחומין, אבי שלהם בגדר השלהם של ארץ ישראל, שהיא ארצם של ישראל, וזהו דין הרמב״ם כאן, בלכות מלאכים, שלא מיירי על חיובי מצוות במקום זה או זה, אלא במציאות של ארץ ישראל, שחלה על ידי כל כיבוש רבים. So that's the nidon of the Rambam that we've been discussing. What is Eretz Yisrael? What is Eretz Yisrael האמורה בכל מקום? היא בארצות שכיבשן מלך ישראל ונביא מדעת רוב ישראל, וזהו הנקרא כיבוש רבים. So that's it, as it's a mitzius of Eretz Yisrael. And in this we have a miut, like we saw in the Sifri, that somach leplatrin, so near God's palace, you capture, you haven't yet captured, and now you're capturing outside of, far away from God's palace. You're capturing Epis lines in the Chutz Laretz, not Pitom, not the Mosim. The Evshe La'ashvuyei Eretz Yisrael, Kol She'adayin Lo Chal Din Eretz Yisrael, Al Kol HaTchumim Al Yedei Kibusham. You can't create Eretz Yisrael if there's no Din Eretz Yisrael and all of the properties. That are supposed to be Eretz Yisrael. You can't create a new Eretz Yisrael if you haven't made Eretz Yisrael proper Eretz Yisrael. ומהתיימה יש לדון במה שכתב הרמב"ן ביוספות למצוות עשה מצוות דל, the famous, famous רמב"ן, the famous Zionistic רמב"ן, that's been quoted tens of thousands of times. But he proves from this Sifri that there's a mitzvah's essay to capture Eretz Yisrael. Because if there weren't such a mitzvah, kibush of Eretz Yisrael wouldn't be ma'akev. Because what do we say? We say that if you're not kibush Eretz Yisrael, then the kibush of chutz la'aretz is a kibush yachid. So it must be the fact that the kibush of Eretz Yisrael is ma'akev. The kibush of chutz la'aretz, first you have to capture here, then you capture there. It must be that here is a mitzvah. So what are the shittas that hold that there's no mitzvah to capture Eretz Yisrael? Which hopefully we're going to be discussing in Halacha Tes. Oh, we have so much to look forward to, Rabbi Yisai. So based on what we said, the chisaron, אין החיסרון בכיבוש ובמלחמה, אלא בחלות שם ארץ ישראל. The chisaron isn't in the capturing. Ramban wants to say that the chisaron is in the capturing. If you didn't capture here, you can't capture there. If you didn't capture in Samach Lepaltrin, you can't capture far from the Paltrin. But based on what we're saying, it's not the pshat in the Sifri. According to those sheets, again, arguing the Ramban, because when those sheets no commits of kibush, because the shaila is at having a chalos Eretz Yisrael, you have to be makdim Eretz Yisrael proper in the kibush, so that it should have a chalos Eretz Yisrael within the boundaries of the biblical, within the biblical boundaries, and only then capture outside. It's not a din in kibush; it's a din of chalos shem Eretz Yisrael. And if there's no mitzvah of kibush, the mitzvah is, it's a din in chaloi shem Eretz Yisrael. You have to give it a chaloi shem Eretz Yisrael before you capture outside. It's not a mitzvah of kibush. ומזה מקור, למה שמבואר בדברי הרמב״ם, בפרק א' מהלכות תומות, בהלכה ב', שגם בכיבוש ארץ ישראל, שבתוך התחומים, צריך כיבוש רבים. What does the Rambam say? Rambam says, Eretz Yisrael האמורה בכל מקום, היא בארצו שכיבשון מלך ישראל אינו נביא. מידס רוב ישראל, והוא נקרא כיבוש רבים. כיבוש רבים is conquered by the king of Israel, or a prophet, with the consent of the entire Jewish people. This is called kibush rabim. Aval yachid miYisrael, o mishpacha, o shevet, shalchu v'chavshu la'atzman makom, afilu min ha'aretz shentna la'Avraham, eino nikra eretz Yisrael, kidei shiyenhagu bo kol ha'mitzvot. If, however, an individual Jew or family or tribe won't conquer a place himself, even the land given to Abraham, it's not considered Eretz Yisrael. In order that there should be no mitzvahs, ובני זה חילק יהושע ובית דינו את כל ארץ ישראל לשבטים, על פי שלא נכבשה. That's why Yehoshua and his court divided the entire land of Israel into tribal portions, even though it's not yet conquered entirely at the time. In this way, when every tribe would ascend and conquer its portion, it would not be considered an individual conquest. כדי שלא יהיה כיבוש יחיד כשעלה כל שבט שבט ישראל של כל. So as you see from the Rambam, that even in Eretz Yisrael proper, within the biblical boundaries, it needs to be a kibush rabim and not a kibush yochid. Tesvis, Meseches Aveid Zoreh, and Daf Chof Aleph, and Divo Amasul Kibush, learns that it's poshut, that in Eretz Yisrael itself, there's no chisaron of kibush yochid. However, based on what we're saying, הרי דין כל מקום הוא גם כן ארץ ישראל עצמה כארץ ישראל ממש. בכל מקום הזה נאמר שכיבוש יחיד לא שמי כיבוש, שמבואר מזה שגם להשבויה ארץ ישראל עצמה בוי כיבוש רבי, הוא עדין כן בכל השבויה ארץ ישראל. Based on what we're saying, what is the din of kol makom? Wherever you step, it's going to be yours, and that means that you're going to make it Eretz Yisrael, and that includes Eretz Yisrael itself. In order to make Eretz Yisrael within the bounds of Eretz Yisrael, you need to conquer it. It needs to be a proper kibush, and kibush yochi is not called a kibush. So to create Eretz Yisrael itself, within Eretz Yisrael, that it should have a proper din of Eretz Yisrael, you need a kibush rabim. And that's whenever you want to make Eretz Yisrael. Within the borders, outside of the borders, in the Kiryas Sefer of the Mabit, in Ochos Trumas, he writes that you need a kibush rabim even in Eretz Yisrael. Shaharei bo mishto yikro v'chom mokom asher tidro kachor avruchem, the pasuk. It says, wherever you step is going to be yours. That's talking about Eretz Yisrael itself. Says in the pasuk, "Kol makom asher tedroch kaf ragelchem bo lachem yeh min ha'midbar v'alavanon min ha'nahar nahar prat v'adei ha'macharon yegvulchem." It's talking about within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So you see that even to be make a chalos Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael you need a kibush rabim. So like bo mishtoi kvo. V'yesh lomar kavanato kanal. Yesh lefaresh kavanato kanal. Shakol hu Eretz Yisrael. שנאמר בה שחי אלה על ידי כל מקום אשר תדרוך, ואינו תלוי תלה בתחומה. ועל זה נאמר, בכיבוש יחיד לא שמי, כי it's not totally in the תחום. It's not totally in the border. It's all Eretz Yisrael. Within the border, without the border, if you conquer it with a proper kibush rabim, then it's Eretz Yisrael. בכיבוש יחיד לא שמי כיבוש. כי הספר שם מבואר שהגבולות שנאמרו בתורה אינם אלא היא לא כבשום תחילה. The whole borders that we see in the Torah is we don't capture. But after you captured it, wherever you capture, it's going to have din of Eretz Yisrael. Because the whole din of Eretz Yisrael is talui and kibush. Ha'ein sham edvrei ha'kiryat sefer, if you want to understand more. But again, the sod ha'dvarim is that wherever you capture it, so it's Israel, it's just a din. First you capture in the borders and make it Israel. After the borders, make it, then after the borders. But the point is that you have to capture it to make it. When you capture it, you make it Eretz Israel. And that's all Talu and Kibush Rabbim. Even in the borders, it needs to be Kibush Rabbim. V'ayen b'Rashi, v'mesechet Abu Dazarab, v'achaf ha'mubet, v'ibar Masra Surya, writes that Kav Shadavid, v'chibar l'kdush Eretz Israel, ayen sham, v'haynu k'sha'omnam ha'kadosh baruch hu amam, shu'u shalo k'din, אבל דוד סבר, ואין עיכוב במה שעדיין לא נכבשה כל ארץ ישראל. That David HaMelech was Kovei Surya, and he was Mechaber to Kedush Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it's Roshana Sifri, Shu Lo Kedin. But David thought that there's no ikuv, that the rest of Eretz Yisrael hasn't been captured. Rambam writes, there's no ikuv in capturing Surya, even though it still hasn't been captured. That's what David HaMelech thought. Rambam, the Perashat Mishnayos in Demai, 6:11, writes that Surya was chiluk and nachala. They gave it out. They gave it out as an inheritance. And the Mikdash David in Tumis, he explains that David lo savar chisaron b'samuch v'havei ke'eretz Yisrael atzma. Part of Eretz Yisrael was captured, and David thought that that was enough. David didn't think that the chisaron of you capture some of the platrin first, and you can't capture outside the platrin before you capture some of the platrin, you can't capture outside the land before you capture inside the land. So David HaMelech didn't hold that that was a chisaron. He held that Surya was like Eretz Yisrael itself, and therefore he made chiluk, he gave it out, just like he would Eretz Yisrael. So the Koyach HaKibush was to connect it, to append it to Eretz Yisrael. And it's included in Eretz Yisrael. And even according to David's Svara, you have to start with Eretz Yisrael within the borders. And once that has the din of Eretz Yisrael, then you can append, you can annex the Surya to Eretz Yisrael through Kibush. Because David didn't think that you need all Eretz Yisrael. And in that, David was incorrect. You need all of Eretz Yisrael in order to annex Surya. But in my apparent basic principle, he was right. That Surya can be annexed to Eretz Yisrael and a din of Eretz Yisrael. Just according to W, you only need part of Eretz Yisrael, and according to MS, according to Hashem, you need all of Eretz Yisrael. And again, that's Rashi. David was Kovei Surya, and he was Mechaberit to Eretz Yisrael. In the Mikdash David, in Trumas, he writes, he brings the Tosefta in the sixth parak of Menachos and Halach of Zayin, with regard to the Transjordan, with regard to the Ever Yarden. Nimse Satarimer, Kevan Shavu Yisrael et Hayarden, Nitchayvu Bechala, U Veorla, U Bechadash. When the Jewish people passed over the Yarden, they were mischayiv in Chal or Olam Chadash, Frakta Mikdash David, and this Tosefta. Why do they have to pass over the Yarden? Why was it not? Chayiv, Bishas HaKibush. In other words, we're talking here about Eivor HaYarden. We're talking about the Transjordan. It says when the Jews pass over the Jordan, to the west side, then the east side that they had already captured is going to be Chayv and Chala Orlan Chadash. So Why do they have to pass over the Yarden? Why wasn't Mischaiv Miyad B'Shas HaKibush? What do you need them to pass over the Yarden for? So the Mikdash Dovid explains that Eivor HaYarden is not included in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. And it has a din of Eretz Yisrael only because it's Haysof on Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, we require that first Eretz Yisrael has to be Miskadosh in order for you to add on to it, to annex to it. First Eretz Yisrael has to be Miskadosh. Therefore, even though they are Koivish, Eivor HaYarden, it doesn't have Echiyuv Chalo, Ola, and Chodosh until they actually capture Eretz Yisrael. And he writes, Huadim Ken B'chol Kibush Rabbi Mechutz La'aretz. Same gather. First you capture Eretz Yisrael, and then what you capture Mechutz La'aretz is annexed to Eretz Yisrael. V'heinein ha'dvorim she'kasavnu v'yamarnu. That's bidiyuk what we've been saying. By the way, I just have to tell you that this Mikdash David we used extensively in our Chumash Yurim to explain Pshat with the B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, passing over to wage war. That once they capture Eretz Yisrael, then Chutz La'aretz is going to be then Eivor HaYarden is also going to be sanctified. And that was the vort in passing over. We only were clearing: was it sanctifying the Mafreya? Was it sanctifying only after they captured it? So we had a whole Malach and the Pesukim there, not we. Reina Rabbeinu Zatzal. So you can listen Parshas Shirim or Parshas Maaseh, Oysa Gevainlet, the Siyata Dishmaya. So that's basically what we're saying. We're saying here is that the fort, when you capture Eretz Yisrael and then you capture Chutz La'aretz, so this Chutz La'aretz is now gets the Kedusha because it becomes, it's Mischaber Eretz Yisrael. But in order for that to happen, first Eretz Yisrael has to be holy. So that's Mamish Gevaldik, it stems beautifully with what you've been saying. That's the Rashi in Avodah Zarah, that Surya was appended with Mischaber to Eretz Yisrael. The Kovshe David v'chiver the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and we have a Rashi in Brochus on page 36a. The Ramaskal Surya writes Aram Tzeva Shkovish David v'asifa Avul Eretz Yisrael. Aram Tzeva Syria that David captured and added onto the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. Just the Nidon is you have to need all of Eretz Yisrael in order for it to be a Nisbach, in order to be annexed. Or is it enough to have a koldu? A David HaMelech thought a koldu is enough. Okay, entire Yidden. This is Geschmack. And we have a lot more to say. But now we've made some inroads and we progressed. Siyata Dishmaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitz Hashem will give us a meridik Siyata Dishmaya, and we'll be zeichet to continue, and we'll see more and more of Flesh Mitz Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. We'll be another, we shall continue.